Hello friends, so welcome back. And today the book that which we are going to read, and one of my favorite, I have read it earlier, but I just wanted to, you know, reread it again because two things. One is I wanted to just get reaffirmation on these things and also get more insights from this book. So the book is called Essentialism by Greg McKeown. Description: have you ever your work, declutter your work life, and do you often find yourself stretched too thin? Do you simultaneously feel overworked and underutilized? Are you frequently busy but not productive? Do you feel like your time is constantly being hijacked by other people's agendas? If answer yes to any of these, the way out is the way of essentialist. The way of essentialist isn't about getting more done in less time. It's about getting the right things done. It's not a time management strategy or a productive technique. It's a systematic discipline for discerning what is absolutely essential, then eliminating everything that is not, so we can make the highest possible contribution towards the thing that really matter. I hope you liked the description, because this is what we see as a problem in nowadays. So yeah, let's get started with the introduction. Essentialism is a timely, essential read for anyone who feels overcommitted, overloaded, and overworked by Adam Grant, New York Times bestselling author of Originals and Think Again. Are you trying to block out the noise and live your life with the absolute necessities? If so, you aren't the only one. Essentialism has become a new minimalism, and more people are picking it up. With the rise of social media and build-up of toxic productivity culture or hustle porn, we are looking for an escape. Luckily, Essentialism by Greg McKeown gives us that escape. Essentialism is a systematic discipline method for identifying the greatest areas of contribution and for making those activities nearly effortless. In the book Essentialism, Greg McKeown crosses philosophical theory with education theory to discuss how practicing essentialism can transform our life. Entrepreneurs succeed when they say yes to the right project at the right time, in the right way. To accomplish this, they have to be good at saying no to all other ideas. Essentialism offers concise and eloquent advice on how to determine what you care about most and how to apply your energies in the ways that ultimately bring you the greatest rewards. By Red Hoffman, co-founder of LinkedIn. About Greg. Sorry. About Greg McKeown. Greg McKeown is a writer, public speaker, and leader and business strategist born in London. He graduated with an MBA degree from Stanford University after completing his undergraduate studies in communications and journalism at Brigham Young University. Through his work and business around the people, McKeown focuses on essentialism. He helps companies eliminate extra noise by focusing only on what matters. Famous for his minimalistic strategy, McKeown's fame skyrocketed as a public figure when he started speaking on essentialist living and how it helped him professionally and personally. With his professional experience and knowledge, McKeown has earned several honors. Most notably, the World Economic Forum inducted him into the form of Young Global Leaders in 2012. Story short one. Design a place to escape. First and foremost, you need to have a place to escape. Whenever we choose, will be our safest place. Whatever place we choose will be our safe place. These days, finding a space that's your own is challenging. You have to design it purposefully to make it happen. As you're choosing your space, you should be picky. You are able to be focused while completing your daily tasks. Not just any space will do. To focus correctly, we require a space that will support us. If you can't concentrate in a busy room, don't pick a busy room. If you need a color on the walls, make it happen. Having the right room for you will improve creativity, will boost productivity. With that in mind, it may take a while to build space you want to use for your personal and professional projects. The space that you decide or could be home, that could be your home, the local coffee shop, your office, or somewhere else. There are no rules for what it has to look like or what it needs to be. If your job it's your job to design your private room how you want to. All you need to make sure that you can think freely in the space. The room you choose should allow you to achieve your dreams without cluttering reality. Finding your getaway room may be the first step to achieving what you want in life, and start thinking about what kind of vibe would motivate you. Story short 2. Essentialists have more options than non-essentialists. McCowan battles the widespread belief that essentialism leads to fewer options in life. He argues the opposite. Non-essentialists are getting excited by many things, leading them to react to everything in life. These individuals become distracted by the pursuit of anything and everything. However, they don't have the opportunity to explore all these things. As a result, they end up exploring less often than essentialists do. Essentialists go all out for the things that light fire with them. They don't focus on things that they care little about. So essentialists have more time to explore things they are in love with. To make time for exploration, you must use the private room you have created. McEwen Owens points to geniuses like Newton, who quarantined inside his room for a year during the Great Plague. During this time, he formulated gravitational theory and became a famous mathematician. We may need time and space to make some of our most significant discoveries. Spending time in this space may be the only way that we can unleash our creating minds. As we venture deeper into essentialism, we need to spend time in our private rooms focusing on what we care about most. Why would we spend hours or a day learning about something we care about 10%? McKinsey challenges us to follow the 90% rule. We should put our energy towards things we care at least 90%. Only then we can become masters in what we know about. Story short 3. If it isn't a clear yes, then it's a clear no. McCowan points apart our decision-making process like the rest of us. He knows how indecisive we can be. Often we fall somewhere between yes and no on decisions and need to make. We want to avoid saying yes. We want to avoid saying yes, but we don't want to rule out it either for fear of missing out together. We want to avoid saying yes, but we don't want to rule it out either for fear of missing out altogether. We should stop this back and forth. We should decide whether to say yes or no unequivocally. We can't keep deciding on things half-heartedly. We are either in or out. There is no in between with essentialism. If you aren't saying yes, you are saying no. It's that simple. We should also reconstruct the way we approach our decisions. Others may tempt us to say yes to everything if we have to decide on one answer. Ask yourself these questions. What am I deeply passionate about? What taps into my talent? What meets a significant need in the world? Applying more decision-making process will make it likely for us to pick higher level choices. If we challenge how to think about a question, we are more likely to get the straight answer. If someone asks you to do something you are not interested in, your answer should be no. If someone asks you to do your talent, the answer should be no. Looking at things through a binary lens can help you decide faster if you free up time for things that matter to you. If we challenge how we think about a question, we are more likely to get a straight answer. How am I deeply passionate about? What taps into my talent? What meets a significant need in this world? So, short 4. Define your purpose in life. Our life purpose seems to be main plot for every self-help book out there, but that's because it's most important thing you can do to help yourself discover what you are. Find your life purpose so you can work on that one thing. If you know that there is one thing for you to do, why would you work on anything but that's one thing for the rest of your life? Many people find it helpful to create a mission statement for their lives. It may take a while to make, but this mission statement can help guide your decisions. For example, your mission statement would be people lives, their lives to the max. People to help people lives, their lives to the max. With this mission in mind, you can decide what is it and isn't worth your time. If you are following this mission statement and someone wants to help them start a sort of company, you may find that this doesn't align with your goals, so you would say no to the opportunity and keep moving until the right opportunity comes. Until the opportunity comes along. As you practice decision making this way, you may find you are saying no more often than yes, but that's the point. You want to minimize the number of things you are focusing on so you can give more energy to a smaller list of things. Putting 10 items on your plate instead of 40 can make a difference. You will be able to give more of yourself to things that matter. Story short 5. Become a CEO of your life. McCowan asks you to become a CEO, but he isn't talking about heading your own business unless that's the end your goal in your life. Quoting Jack Dorsey, the co-founder of Twitter, he asks us to become chief editing officers in our own life. The chief editing officers are constantly assessing situations, cutting out unnecessary junk and focusing on things that make sense. Only a few things really matter. I can do anything but not everything. That's what you have to do in your life. While discussing chief editing officers, McCowan business background comes out. Quoting Jack Dorsey, the founder and former CEO of Twitter, he says the premise of a CEO is business is to be a chief editing officer. The first CEOs must consider trade-off and what would mean for an organization. We must think about potential exchanges and how they would better or worse in our life. Often we ignore the trade-offs. We don't think about how making other decisions may possibly affect our life. Imagine if a business did this. Ignoring trade-offs could be detrimental and perhaps deadly for any business. Essentially, see trade-offs as an inherent part of life, not as inherently negative part of life. Instead of asking what do I have to give up, they ask what do I want to go big on. The cumulative impact of small change in thinking can be profound. Essentially, see trade-offs as an inherent part of life, not as inherently negative part of life. Instead of what can I give up, they ask what I want to go big on. Essentially, we have to consider trade-offs constantly. We are aiming to maximize our life using our interests, so we have to consider what we're going to give up to accommodate those interests in our life. Second, we must be ready to pivot our direction as new obstacles present themselves. If we are planning to meet goal, we might have four smaller goals to accompany it. Secondly, we must be ready to pivot our direction as new obstacles present themselves. If we are planning to meet goal, we might have four smaller goals to accompany it. But what happens if one of the goal falls through in the proper CEO way? We need to remove or revise it and then keep moving it. The life editing is a natural part of essentialism. We must get used to cutting, revising and correcting ourselves. Second, we must be ready to pivot our direction as a new obstacle presents themselves. If we are planning to meet goal, we might have four smaller goals to accompany it. But what happens if one of these goals fails through? In the proper CEO, we need to remove or revise it and then keep moving. Story short 6. Get enough sleep. Get enough sleep may seem out of blue, but drives the point home more than once. Sleep is essential to essentialism. Sleep is a dividing factor between talented people who do and don't get the work done. If you aren't enough getting sleep, you are likely to be as productive. You are unlikely to be as productive as you want to be. Whether we get all our sleep at night or break, we get up our rest into two naps, break up our rest into two long naps. We need to get enough deep sleep to help others. Getting enough sleep isn't about 7 to 9 hours a night. We need to get a quality sleep for those hours to count. Sleeping 10 hours in one night will do nothing if only one of them is a quality hour of sleep. To track your sleep quality, consider investing in a smartwatch. Smartwatches can track your sleep cycles and help you determine how to improve your sleep quality. These watches and their accompanying sleep apps can look at your heart rate, drop, deep sleep, total sleep, restfulness, and more. Having this data can help you determine an answer. You may need to sleep earlier, sleep in later, sleep a nightly routine, or keep your phones away from your buds. The next time you think about your daily routines, add enough sleep to your schedule. Story short 7, make a daily routine. Essentialism is about everyday progress. It is the small steps that lead towards significant differences. We have to be patient enough to wait for the improvement to happen. The only thing that matters is that you are making forward progress towards the thing that you want to do. No one said that we have to finish our entire to-do list today. Essential design daily routines that yield more significant results in a shorter time. They still work as hard as others but deliver better results. Between their motivation and time management, essentialists can do more than non-essentialists. To discern what is truly essential, we need space to think, time to look and listen, permission to play, wisdom to sleep, and discipline to apply highly selective criteria to the choices we make. As you are creating your daily routine, you may run into problem here or there. If this happens, it is time to pivot. When we run into roadblocks, it's a sign that something isn't working. Then obstacles we need to shift our focus on something else and change how we view the problem. A pivot is the most important thing about situation, or central point that something balances or turns on. If you're scheduling work time on morning, you're too tired to get anything done, you may need to reschedule for the evening or may have evaluated your sleep patterns. Scheduling family time in the morning but aren't available because you're so tired for the night, shift your time to give yourself positive time for both things. For most people, daily routine shift with the day of the week, the season of the year, or for the time of the life. It's likely you're going to have make these shifts. So living as essentialists gives us flexibility need to make these changes. As long as we are focusing on things that light our fire, we are doing right by ourselves. That said, make change as you need to make them. Don't waste time on things that don't fit your lifestyle. Story short 8. Use a zero-based ownership and budgeting model. The zero-based ownership and budgeting model is an essentialist way to look at the how we get the things done. It's another way of McCown brings his business experience into essentialism. Think about the things that you might not have done. Ask yourself, if you didn't already own an item, would you still buy it? If you didn't already invest in money, would you supporting it? If you didn't spend time on relationship, would you restore the relationship today? The zero-based approach can help determine whether we are spending our time on the right things. Look around your house. If you didn't have money or certain items, would you still have them? Look around your life. If you didn't spend with the time with certain people, would you still keep in touch with them? Look around at your job. If you didn't spend your energy on a project, would you still continue working on it? The killer question, if I didn't already own this, how much I spent to buy it? Greg McCown. It may be tough to remove our emotional involvement from items and projects, but it's important. It can help us clean up ourselves and focus on what matters most. We shouldn't keep diverting attention to where our focus is meant to be. If we fill our lives with unnecessary things, we are cluttering our mental tools. Moving forward, we have to consume intentionally and analyze our lives with health. The zero-based ownership and budgeting model empowers us to look deeper into our life and keep only what meant to be there. Short 9. Set clear boundaries. To practice essential emphasis, we need to set clear boundaries. We need to have the clear boundaries how we are going our lives if we aren't willing to set boundaries around our wants. It's crucial to note that setting these boundaries does not make us egoists or individuals, rather than making us respectable to help our regain power of our own life. Unfortunately, saying no is a weak spot for many of us. Prior generations have taught us to do what to expect and to what expected and to not let to let no one down. When it's great to help people out, it's not so great if it distracts from our lives. Setting boundaries is a fairly new thing for our generation, so it's not surprising that you may not understand how to do so. Setting clear boundaries is the only way to liberate yourself from things that you don't fulfill your life. Do fewer things better. The number one lesson that we should learn after creating essentialism is we need to do the few. We should focus on selecting number of things rather than trying to do everything at once. Essentialism is not about how to get more things done, it's about how to get the right things done. It doesn't mean that just doing less for the sake of less either. It's making the wisest investment possible of your time and energy in order to operate in the highest point of contribution by doing whatever is essential. Think about your personal life. How many projects are you trying to take all at once? How many people depend on you to get these projects done? How are you committing 100% to each of these projects? If you're taking too much, it's likely that you are unable to give enough of yourself to anything. Sometimes when you don't do what you don't do is just as important as what you do. Sometimes what you don't do is just as important as what you do. You're likely to making up things as you go along, hoping that everything will figure it out itself. Now think about your so do you have with your family and friends? What events are you planning to get? What things do you need to get done before those events? Between your professional life and your personal life, it's likely you are stretching yourself too thin. We simply can't do and be everything to everyone. That's where essentialism comes in. This mindset and lifestyle gives us a way to boil things down to what we want to focus on. Rather than becoming overwhelmed by 20 things that we are trying to get done, we can live up to the fullest by working our favorite 5 things and the things that gives us life and purpose. The reality is saying yes to any opportunity by definition requires saying no to several others. You also find that your outcomes become a lot better with an essentialist perspective. You are able to get the more important things done at higher quality. You will also find your outcomes become a lot better with an essentialist perspective. You are able to get more important things done at higher quality. Final book summary. You know to know about essentialism philosophy. Essentialism, Greg McKeown describes a systematic discipline that helps us to determine whether we can contribute the most throughout our lives by focusing on things that we really care about, and we can make our lives about fulfilled and productive. Since we care significantly more about things, we are channelizing our energy towards, we are more likely to complete related tasks almost effortlessly. If you're looking to simplify your life and cut out the external noise, essentialism is a must read. Here is the recap of key insights of essentialism for your review. Design a place to escape. Essentialism have more options than other essentialists. If it isn't clear, then it's clear. Not define your purpose in life. Become a CEO of your life. Get enough sleep. Make a daily routine. Use zero-based ownership and budgeting model. Set clear boundaries. Do fewer things better. Friends, I thoroughly enjoyed the book because sometimes it's equally important to do the things as well as to not to do the things. So in fact, in our cluttering of our work and other things, our priorities, it's very important to not to do the things than the things we do have planned to do. So I really like the insights about essentialism. So hope you enjoyed it. See you later. Bye.